Welcome to New Every Day, episode 154. Today we're going to be talking about everything being permissible. That means you can do it, but is it really beneficial? Don't go anywhere.
Wow.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Well, welcome everyone to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence Cruz.
And I'm Jeff Weston. So glad to have you here with us on episode 154.
154.
That's exciting. So, how you been?
You're looking good for 154 episodes, Jeff.
Well, I'm not 154 episodes in. You're not 154, but the show's 154.
But a good shout out to all of the episodes before that had nothing to do with you or me.
That's right.
Which is why we're still here.
No. That's right. This is season four. If you're just joining us and you're going, what is this New Every Day? We've been on the air now. We're in our fourth season, episode 154. With the previous co-hosts, we're doing this for 3 years. They started the show, we've taken over, and we're having a good time doing it.
Yeah, lots of fun, for sure.
That's exciting. Now, I missed my first week. Like, we're only a few weeks in, and I had to miss last week, but you had Shailene in.
Sure did.
And watched that one. Great interview. Exciting, the call of God on her life for such a young woman.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, well, absolutely. Hence the reason for inviting her. And just for her to share, we could have gone on. She has so much to She has so much to Shay. Oh, that was bad. But anyway.
Oh, that was horrible.
If you want then.
If you want to catch that episode and just fast forward through the bad jokes, you can catch us on demand. You can get us on Kodi, Plex, Roku, Facebook, YouTube, and as well past episodes on our website, neweveryday.tv. And a huge shout out to all those watching us in Southern California on channel KVVB Television for the High Desert. Glad you're here.
My mother loves me.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? That's a good thing because that joke was horrible. All right. Okay, so given that that joke was so horrible, probably something that, you know, is permissible, but not necessarily beneficial.
Okay.
You know, like how you tied that one in.
Nice segue there.
And that's what we're talking about on today's episode is we want to talk about the idea of everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. And that is based off a scripture in 1 Corinthians that Paul was writing to the church of Corinth. Now, if you've not read that scripture, or you're going, what are you talking about? Let me break it down for you. So Paul says, I have the right to do anything. It's in quotations, you say. But not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything. But not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. And that is the key verse for what we're going to be talking about today, is what does it mean that everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial? Because to me, that says, I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter. If I want to go live a life just like the prodigal son, just blowing all my inheritance, hanging out with tons of women, and end up feeding pigs trying to stay alive, that's okay. And is that what the scripture means?
Well, this is a good question. No doubt, if your mother's watching, she's wondering, like, okay, what is going on with my son? Ever since he grew this beard, I don't know what's happening. No, I'll tell you, Jeff, it's a fantastic question. Like, it's about this whole thing. Is God in heaven pointing his finger, or maybe not sitting there calmly, but just saying, don't you dare do this. If you do this, I'm gonna... Like, is it about rules and regulations? Is it about how much I do versus how much I don't do? Like, this is a great question that I think most people in the world have asked one time or another if they have any interest in serving God at all.
Absolutely. And in today's society, whether you're in the church or not, the whole idea of, you don't tell me what I can do or not do.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want. It's such a prevalent theme right now.
Oh.
And it's everywhere. I mean, with the rise of social media, everybody's entitled to their opinion and nobody can express their opinion about what they think about what you're thinking.
Wow.
Did you follow that one? Kind of circular. But that's the way we are. And that mentality has permeated the church culture as well.
I think so.
And I'm sure that there's somebody sitting there going, whoa, whoa, back it up, boys. I don't want to hear about this. Flaws within the church. You don't tell me exactly. Do you get where I'm going? So the whole idea of the rules and the regulations, that idea has been thrown out the window, and everybody's saying, I can do what I want. And that also comes down to the idea of the way we live our lives. And so, as I was thinking about this episode, I'm going, okay, how is our life as Christians? What does the way we live say about us?
Hmm.
And so with you as a pastor, I'm sure you run across at least one person that likes to think they can do what they want. Would that be true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, pastoring or not pastoring, I appreciate what you're saying. But yeah, just being alive and breathing, I'm like, it seems to me that this word entitlement has been something that, right?
Yes.
That I'm hearing from fellow pastors, from people who are managers that have nothing to do with the church. They're saying, oh my goodness, there's been this season where everyone we hire has this whole attitude. What can I know? Entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, let's have a talk about this job. And, I'll work for you this many hours and this, and I want to start at this time, and I'm going to go home at this time. And it's almost like the employee is telling the employer how it's going to go down. And okay, so let's say it's true or it isn't true. There just seems to be this attitude of entitlement that is also saying, hey, just to make it clear, you're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of me.
Right.
And I can do whatever I want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But then that goes to the other side. Is it beneficial? If that's the way you are in a job interview, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you probably didn't get the benefit of the job. You can interview however you want, but you probably are not going to get the job. And the same idea with the way we live our lives as Christians. I meet so many Christians who have this idea of, you know what? It's all about the grace of God. I'm forgiven. I can do what I want. God has saved me. All I just need to do is, God, please forgive me. And it's done. It's taken care of. I'm forgiven. And it's like, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe that's the case. But is that the right way of living? Yes, you're covered by grace, and yes, there is the salvation of God. But is that the way you should be living? I mean, as a Christian, could we live a life where we're going out getting drunk on weekends, shooting up drugs, sleeping with the prostitutes? I mean, these are extreme examples, but could we live that way and still say we're a Christian?
Wow. Okay, yeah. I'm calling your mother.
There's somebody sitting there
I can see my mother now. Ooh. She's going, oh no, where is this going? But friend, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Friends, what about God's grace? You know what? It's amazing. We should write a song about that. Amazing grace. Like, how amazing is God's grace? Can we say right up front, I'll speak on your behalf. We are not in any way, shape, or form saying go out and do these, like what would be called sinful activities. No, we're not saying that would be a good thing to do. Okay, let's make that very clear. They aren't good things to participate in. Having said that, the question is, if I was to go out and do something crazy, like you had mentioned, would God love me less? No, he wouldn't love me less.
That's right.
His love would remain. Okay, so then the scripture says, oh, what do you mean? His grace has got me covered. So therefore, I know then I will just go have multiple partners. Well, my wife wouldn't think that's a good idea, and neither do I. But, you know, there's someone who might come and say to me, well, what's you, church? You're just telling me it's a bunch of rules, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this. Just a second here. Even God's not saying to you, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this. I don't think that's what God is saying, Jeff.
No, I don't either.
In fact, I think God is saying, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. What? Please don't be afraid. But if God was making it a mandatory thing that you couldn't go out and do this and this and this and this, well, half the things I've done, I wouldn't be here
right.
to even talk about this. But God is allowing me to do whatever I want. But the question remains, Lawrence, how'd that go for you?
Yep.
How did that go for you? Was it, as you read in the scripture, is it beneficial? And the answer is very clearly, no, it is not beneficial right. at all.
Exactly. And if you're sitting there going, I can't wrap my head around this concept, let me break it down this way. You're a parent. Your kid comes to you and says, hey, can I do whatever? Can I go play with, my friends, we want to climb a tree and use a 40-foot ladder. No, I don't think that's a good idea. Not beneficial for you. You're going to get hurt.
Mm.
Yeah, but I really want to do it. Look, if that's the way you want to live, go for it. But you're going to get hurt, not to your benefit.
Mm.
And so the kid climbs a tree, falls out, breaks an arm. They could still do it, but it's not beneficial. And there's a better way to do it.
Mm.
There's a better way to live. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that better way to live and how does Scripture fit into that. So don't go anywhere.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back to New Every Day. Well, we are on a journey here talking
yeah.
about a subject that I know, Jeff, has just been passionate within your heart, and rightfully so. Well, let's just go right down to the Bible verse in 1 Corinthians 10:23-24. I'll read it to you. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything. But not everything is constructive. Here it is now. Verse 24, 1 Corinthians 10:24. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Oh, this is a TSN turning point right here. That's what I see. Ah, Jeff, I think this whole verse 24 answers a whole lot of questions about why am I doing what I'm doing?
That's right. And that's the whole point. I mean, we talked before the break about people going, hey, look, I want to do what I want to do. Don't tell me what to do. It's all about the rules, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, that scripture just sums it up. It's not for your own good. It's for the good of others. And so a little bit later in that chapter, just a few verses down, you've got 1 Corinthians 10:31-33. And Paul writes, so whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Wow.
Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God. Even as I try to please everyone in every way. So for I am not asking for my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. That is the whole reason for the church.
Wow.
Is to spread the good news, the message of Jesus Christ and his salvation. And if we are living a life that is however we want, that doesn't say much about our witness. And it's not that this, you know, this episode is about saying, oh, how are you living? Don't do it. But it's to cause you and to hopefully challenge you to reassess what you're doing
right.
and how you're living. Is your life for the benefit of others or is it for the benefit of yourself?
Oh, wow.
And I love in that scripture how he says it's for the Jews, it's for the Greeks, and for the church of God. It's not just about the church. It's not just about those around you in your community. It's everyone you come in contact with. your life is to be for their benefit.
Well, there you have it. So what is it? What do we say? What's for the Jew? What's for the Greek, the Gentile? What's for others? What is it? How I live. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, stop the train. Right back to this is what we were saying in the first part. There's this entitlement that, here it is, that so easily wants to creep up in my own heart. Mm-hmm. Wait a second here. I've got my rights. Don't tell me what to do. Okay, yeah, my human nature wants to wage war and just rise up and tell everybody the way it's going to be. Let me tell you something. God says, okay, go ahead. If that's, Lawrence, the way you want to live, you go right ahead and live that way. What? He's not saying, like, you know, that it's a good thing, but he's saying you go right ahead. And let me ask you a question. Is that helping? Is that bringing benefit? And furthermore, who is it you're trying to benefit? Oh, I see. I have the right. I, the me, is saying, oh, that's fantastic. Don't tell me what to do. Oh, I get it. Your whole reason for living seems to be so that you can satisfy yourself.
Right.
Oh, and God says, I get it. You haven't got the memo yet. That's not how I've called my children to live. It's about laying down your life. Oh, here it is, for others.
Yes.
What a game changer that is.
It is. And it's such a simple concept,
isn't
but
it?
So often it gets missed on people. And I know for myself, I struggle with putting myself, you know, secondary to what our purpose is for.
I think everybody wrestles with that. And maybe, and it may not be something that, maybe there are some who just ultimately they say that's it and they never seem to have to battle with that again. That's not true in my life. It's like every day I need to, crucify my flesh, if you will. Say, right. Lord, I choose to submit to your lordship. You're the boss of me, not me being the boss of me.
Right, exactly.
You know.
And so if you're sitting here and you're listening, you're going, okay, I identify, guys, I understand, I know what you're saying, but quite frankly, I try and I try and I try and I just keep doing those things I don't want to do. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all struggle with it. It's our sinful nature. And in fact, we hear about it in Romans 7, 15 to 17.
Yeah.
I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do.
Yeah.
But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is, it's no longer I myself who do it, but the sin living in me.
Wow.
And if you are sitting there going, I want to have a stronger witness, I want to be a better Christian, I want my life to be a benefit for those around me so that I can bring them to Christ, I can be a witness, I can uplift those in my church, whatever it is that you're trying to do, and maybe you're just struggling with breaking through that sin in your life, guess what? We all go through it, and that's why we've got the grace of God. That's why he was the ultimate sacrifice. That's why he died on the cross. So that unlike in the Old Testament, where every time the Israelites screwed up, they got to take that bull and they got to do their sin offering, and then there's the fellowship offering, and like there's all these animals are getting slaughtered on the altar. That's done. It's over. Christ changed it all. He's the ultimate sacrifice for every sin that you struggle with in your life. And so you don't have to struggle. So you sin, you mess up, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off and say, I've got a purpose. I'm going forward. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a slave to sin anymore. I'm going to keep moving forward because my life is for the benefit of those around me to bring them to Christ Jesus.
Oh, man. This is Hebrews chapter 10 that you're talking about. You know that. I remember as that teenager, I had shared my testimony a little bit of coming to Christ. You know, I was 10 years of age when the Holy Spirit first drew me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And what a day that was. Mm-hmm. And I began to read the Bible because the preacher said, well, you're a Christian. So Christians read their Bible. I said, good idea. Mom, can I have a Bible? She helped me get one. And I remember reading it every night over a period of years. I'm now 14 and still doing at that point in my life. I'm 14 and oh, God's word is just speaking to me. Hebrews 10 jumps out at me. Christ's sacrifice once and for all. And I'm reading this, and I am being like, I am just being arrested with this truth, going, wait a second here. Here's the inside story. My background was, inside my own mind, I mean, even though by grace I was saved, and I am saved by the grace of God, I secretly thought, Jeff, that because I read a chapter or two every night, because I prayed regularly every day for a certain period of time, and these are great disciplines that I still do, but I was developing this attitude of, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at this now, you know, like, yeah, after all, I've got how many days in a row and I don't miss this. And I got this attitude of almost thinking I'm a good Christian because I do this and I do that and I do other things. And quite frankly, it was so wrong of me. And it was in direct contrast to Hebrews chapter 10, where it said, Lawrence, the only thing that allows you at all to be saved is the sacrifice of Christ.
Right.
And so here I am doing these works, thinking I'm really good, when in fact it had nothing to do with it. And the Lord allowed me later on, when I was in my second year of college, actually, and he says, let me just show you how wrong you are about that. And I fell flat on my face. I wasn't sinning, you know, going out doing gross, ridiculous things. That's not my point. I just wondered, God, are you listening to me? And I was so confused. And God was allowing me to realize that it is by grace that I am saved and by nothing else.
Right.
And so that kind of brings me back to this whole scripture at the beginning. Everything is lawful for me. Guess what? Yeah, it is. What? Christ has paid for all of my sins. I can do whatever I want. But friends, not everything is beneficial.
Yep.
In fact, if I choose to just go satisfy the desires that I want, oh, well, I have my rights, and I go out and live that way, you know what it does? It does pain. It creates pain for the Lord himself.
Yep.
It creates pain, Jeff, for it would hurt you if I lived a certain way from our friendship. My wife would be thinking, what are you doing? My children would be saying, what are you doing? Dad, I thought that you loved the Lord. And I'm saying, well, I can do whatever I want. And I really believe when it all comes down, God says, no, Lawrence, you can do those things if you want, but how's that going to go for you?
Right.
It's not going to work well at all. And the verse continues to say, Lawrence, I've called you to a higher calling. I've called you to lay down all of your desires so that what you do would be for the benefit of others. Boy, doesn't that sound like how Jesus lived
Absolutely.
His life and what he did for you and me? Praise
Absolutely.
The Lord.
And that's the whole point. So if there's two takeaways, first one, recognize that you're a sinner, Christ paid that price, and you can say, I'm not a slave to that anymore.
Do you mean all my sins are gone, Jeff?
All your sins are gone.
Do you mean everybody watching? You mean like what Christ did on the cross paid for all of their sin?
All taken care of, doesn't matter what you've done. And it doesn't matter what you're doing now.
Friends, that's great news.
That's right. And the second point is your life is for others. So stop what you're doing. Stop the I can do anything. And start doing what's beneficial for those around you to bring them, to draw them to Christ. Because that is our purpose.
Evaluate. Yeah. Hey, have a look at what you're doing. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But have a look at it. We have the mind of Christ. Is this just for me? Or is this really about helping someone else? And man, I'll tell you what, that puts a smile on my face. Because once you get a taste of living your life for the purpose that others might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I tell you what, you're going to get hooked on that. Because it's exciting when you watch how you live actually make an influence in other people's lives getting better. Maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We'd invite you. Ask him to forgive you your sin. He's already paid for them. Say, God, would you please take away my sin? If you cry out to him, I guarantee you on the authority of the scripture, Christ will take your sins away. Amen.
Indeed. Well, I could keep talking about this, but we're out of time. So I think we need to just call her here. I could go grab some fast food, but that's not necessarily beneficial. So I think I'm going to go eat something healthy.
There you go. That's a great thing. That's a great takeaway.
All right. See you next week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.